From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. We've got a great one for you today. My guests are Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow. Lee is, of course, known for being a founding member of the legendary rock and metal act Motley Crue. But what a lot of fans don't know is that he's been diving headfirst into the technology and the sound of dance music for years. Grabbing all the gear he could as far back as he can remember, he's been producing tracks for a while and staying on the cutting edge of the sound, most notably with Methods of Mayhem, through which he met his partner in crime, DJ Arrow. Arrow cut his teeth in the turntablism and DJ battle scene, but found inspiration in club music through crate digging and MPC experimentation. Since Methods of Mayhem, DJ Arrow and Tommy Lee kept in touch, finding a common passion in the dirty beats of the burgeoning electro scene. Since stumbling upon the signature sound they've got today, the duo was recently signed by longtime friend Deadmau5 to his taste-making Mousetrap label, joining super producers like Skrillex, with whom the pair has toured. DJ Arrow and Tommy Lee are currently hopping on and off the Meowington's Hacks tour, with some major shows on the horizon, including a huge weekend in Detroit and Chicago beginning tonight. Today's show is brought to you by DJ Tech. They've got all the live production and studio gear you need. From beginners to touring professionals, DJ Tech has the goods for you. They're actually putting up a DJM 303 mixer, an iDance Zero, and the massive U2 workstation for the top finalists in the Unts Challenge 2, which is going on right now. Sir Charles and Control Freaks finished at the top of the bangers bracket last week, and they'll be moving on to the final round. This week, it's the groove bracket. Please visit theunts.com/theuntschallenge2 to cast your vote for your favorite track. The top two producers move on. Check out all the gear and more at djtechpro.com. Remember, the overall winner of the Unts Challenge gets the opportunity to open up for Lotus sometime in 2012. This is huge, folks. Let's listen to a track real quick from Lotus's most recent eponymous release. Bush Pilot from Lotus's self-titled full-length album, out now on Psy Fidelity. Okay, let's get to the interview with Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow. Tommy, let's start with you. Listeners are familiar with your backstory. You've been in the public eye in the music industry for decades now, and the crew's celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. What I'm wondering is how someone who spent so much time in the worlds of heavy metal and hard rock gets into club music. I gotta imagine it's years of being in the LA club scene.
Well, you know, it's funny because it might seem new for some people, which I can understand, but if you were a Motley fan, you would probably understand the transition for me as far back as, God, from probably the first time I ever did a drum solo. I've always incorporated electronic music and samples and electronic drums within my acoustic drums, and I've just been a huge fan of anything with fucking insane beats, you know, from hip hop to electro to you know, house to, you name it, breaks to, I love all that shit. So I know it probably seems odd from people in the dance world, but in the rock world, if you watched and you paid attention, you could go like, oh, this dude is definitely into a hell of a lot more than rock or metal, you know?
I wonder, do you see dubstep and electro as natural extensions of metal for the new generation of fans? You know, hard, fast, loud, all
yeah.
the things that metal is supposed to be?
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely, dude. I see the same energy. A lot of the sounds are fucking grimy, like you know, distorted guitars are. And a lot of it's real percussive, you know, which metal is with the guitars going, you know, so it's definitely, it reeks of that. I mean, it's got it all over it, but it's, you know, it's been replaced. The guitars have been replaced with, you know, just incredibly sounding fucking dirty bass synths. So yeah, dude, there's a huge resemblance. And in the crowd, like we just did a tour before the Deadmau5 tour with Skrillex, and you know, fuck, it's
metal.
The same energy. And this kid's moshing and beating the fuck out of each other and dancing and fucking everyone's, people are high dancing, some are moshing. It's definitely like a metal show, but today, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And DJ Arrow, your introduction to the scene was actually turntablism. Qbert, the Electric Scratch Pickles, those were all, you know, those guys were your bread and butter. And I know the worlds of DJ battles and scratching are oftentimes far removed from the world of production. What made you make that leap? What turned you on to, you know, the being behind a computer and laptop and beat making as opposed to being in a performance setting or a battle setting?
Well, and it actually started with, to be honest, it started with like MPCs and SP12s. Like trying to get, you know, just following how the music was created. So if you're into hip hop, you want to get a sampler and you want to start making your own beats to scratch to. So it was just a natural progression in seeing all that. You know, this is always, when I started, obviously, it was way before the internet. So there was not a YouTube that you could go and try to learn what the samples were. So you had to go, you know, dig in the crates. You had to go to the thrift stores. You had to go to the record swap meets and find these samples. So it was just a natural part of hip hop, I guess.
When you are in the hip-hop scene, it is all-encompassing. Did you have to sort of break away from your contemporaries, your colleagues, to get into the club scene? Or were you around just an open-minded group of people that it didn't matter if you were bouncing from hip-hop to house to techno to now electro?
Well, the interesting thing is that I would go to the raves, all the underground raves in L.A., so at the same time I was learning how to scratch and be a DJ, I was going and watching Barry Weaver and Doc Martin and these house legends playing house music and, you know, really fast breakbeat rave type stuff at all the raves. So I would go every weekend, you know, to the club. So I was into the electronic music scene, you know, before I really became a DJ.
So Midwest Deadmau5 fans had a bit of a rough week. Glowfest in Bloomington, Indiana was canceled due to rain, so only 800 folks out of 4,000 or so got to see one of the most amazing and intimate performances in the Bluebirds' storied history. This one's for you guys. We'll be right back. Deadmau5 with Where My Keys. He'll be joining my guests Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow, Feed Me and Avicii for a monster show at Petco Park in San Diego next week. Here's Avicii with his brand new Coldplay Club Mix. Feed Me. Space from Feed Me will be joining deadmau5, Avicii, and my guests Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow on October 28th in San Diego at Petco Park for a Halloween blowout for the ages. Let's get back to the interview. So then tell me about your partnership with Tommy. You guys come together for Methods of Mayhem. Did you know each other beforehand or even have any preconceived notion of what you wanted the band to be or if there was even, you know, anything that the two of you could do? I wonder how, you know, you come together and come out on the other side of that experience with this project, which is fairly different from what both of you had been doing.
Totally. And to be honest, the thing is, I have a mutual friend that was in Methods of Mayhem, Tilo, and he had a friend that I knew, and they were looking for a DJ to go out on that first Methods record. Mixmaster Mike was just about to go out with the Beastie Boys for the first time, so they needed somebody to replace him. Mm-hmm. And I sent in a video of me just scratching with one hand, and you know, and Tommy said, "Hey, I want to check this guy out," and I went down for rehearsal, and we pretty much stayed in contact ever since that day. So. It was just natural.
Years later.
Yeah.
Tommy, did you have any intentions to bring your straight-up drumming into an electronic world, or did you want to have a project that was purely, you know, your beat-making, your experimentation with DJing? What sort of concept did you have for what you are now doing, or has this been happening organically and you're just sort of figuring it out as you go along?
Yeah, I think more organically, like with Arrow and Methods, I definitely set out to make a really hybrid, record that's, you know, with a ton of guest stars from all different genres, smashing them all together, and it was kind of I think ahead of its time, you know, like it was a very eclectic and organic thing, and you know, it was a vision that I had, and then it sort of evolved over that. Once Arrow and I got together and started spending time together, I've always been fascinated by watching amazing DJs. So, you know, and my, you know, my experience with digital editing and writing and recording in my own home studio, I know what's possible, and seeing things that were possible with the turntable and seeing things that were possible with computers just amazes me still today. And, you know, it's just one of those creative things where anything's fucking possible. And once you realize that, dude, I barely sleep at night knowing that anything's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like once you realize the fucking power that you have at your fingertips to really create anything you want, it's frightening, dude. And like I said, it's hard to sleep at night because, you know, I'm always fucking with something, pressing buttons or trying or making a new track or doing this or doing that. It's like, I live for this shit. So it's a natural thing for me. And I know people think my background is full on rock, but the people that know me really well would tell you now he's way into way more other shit, dude.
This is exactly what they're up to. Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow with LFO Tool from the Meowington's Hacks Tour Tracks compilation.
Boom.
Thought Tommy Lee and Psytrance. Well, now we've all learned a little something today. Let's finish up the interview with DJ Arrow and Tommy Lee. Someone else who has certainly, I imagine, been an influence on you and really stepped up your own production game is Joel Zimmerman, Deadmau5. And you've known him for a while now. Tell me what it means to have his seal of approval on your music. I know you've been around and been, you know, on the scene and in the public eye for far longer than him, but someone who is at the top of his game in this field, for him to say, I want you to be a part of Mousetrap, what does that mean for your sound, and what does that do to elevate your own level of production?
It's fucking great, man. I have nothing but mad respect for Joel. He's a fucking crazy, innovative tweaker that I just absolutely love. And Arrow and I have been friends with him for a while. And
Before the success.
I knew Joel when he fucking had no money, bumming cigarettes from me and drinking all my beers. Like, this goes back. I've known him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But having the opportunity, we all did a really fucking cool project called WTF with a question mark after it. We did a 4 or 5 song rip in the studio. We built a track a day, and we all got a chance to work together, and it was fucking great. Watching him work and us all working together, and now being on Mousetrap is really it's pretty incredible. When I think of where it all came from. And Joel, I would consider it to be, a nice honor to be on the Mousetrap label as well, because if you look at the rest of the cats that are on the label, all very respected, technical, musical people. You know, it's not like Joel just going out signing a bunch of fucking people that are, hot at the moment. Like, there's some really great people on the label, so I consider it to be an honor, man, and I'm, so far we've been having a blast, and this tour has been great. I don't really have much other to say than it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's real good.
And on that same tip, Arrow, you're rejoining Deadmau5 at the end of the month. You've got great artists on the bill like Avicii, Feed Me, Excision, Sophie, mixed in throughout the tour. Is there a lot of cross-pollination going on behind the scenes? Tommy was speaking about, always running into people and working on something at all times. Is it just too crazy to sit down and get any collaboration done, or in the downtime, are you guys just creating these masterpieces?
Well, I think it's just starting today, to be honest. Like, today we have our bus, we have our studio coming in, so it's going to be so much easier for us, because there's a lot of downtime at the venue. We talk about doing stuff and we plan it at the venue, but now we're going to be able to walk into the studio and actually produce, so I'm really excited about that. It's going to be sick.
Yeah. As we speak, bro, literally, we just unpacked boxes, and there's cables and fucking computers and monitors and speakers all over the place in here. So it's about to go down.
Yeah, it's going to get good soon.
The technology is amazing, because now it's not just sitting on the bus with headphones and, watching Breaking Bad DVDs. You've got these rolling studios, and so I imagine these tours will be just, basically the Mousetrap label is on a bus hurtling down the highway and creating song after song after song.
This is true. I think one, some of these, we're going to kidnap Joel, and he won't be able to leave our bus until we finish a song. So that's going to happen.
So finally, we're expecting a release to follow up the widely successful Static single, which came out as part of the Meowington's Hack sampler. What can you guys tell me about the release? Are details still hush hush?
We have a bunch of tracks in the works. It's not really hush-hush, but now we have the studio to finish them. So by the end of this tour, we should have another 4 tracks to be released.
That's fantastic.
Arrow's got some tracks he's been working on. I've got some stuff I've been working on. You know, we work on things separately sometimes, and then as soon as we meet in the middle and fucking throw down, then it all gets put together and tracks appear. So we're finally getting all those ideas put into one place, so I would imagine you'd be hearing something not too far away, my man.
Yep, it's coming.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Tommy Lee, DJ Arrow, thanks so much for being on the Unz podcast.
Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Much love, dude. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you soon.
That's going to do it for this week's episode. We'll go out the way we came in with Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow's single, Static. Special thanks go to John Ochoa with MSOPR, Carlos and everybody on the management team, and of course my guests, Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow. Catch the duo tonight in Windsor for the official Deadmau5 after party. Then they'll be in Chicago for the sold-out show at the Aragon Ballroom. Then headlining the after party at the Mid. And of course that big Halloween show in San Diego at Petco Park with the Mouse, Avicii, and Feed Me on October 28th. Remember, the second annual Unz Challenge is underway. We've got 16 competitors going head-to-head in the Groove category, and your votes will determine who moves on to the final round. Please visit theunz.com/theunzchallenge2 to cast your vote. And again, for the best in DJ gear and accessories, visit djtechpro.com to check out the vast array of mixers, workstations, and toys for DJs of all stripes. That's djtechpro.com. Win tickets to see Mastercraft, Wolfgang Gartner, and Laidback Luke at the Congress Theater in Chicago for Halloween, Porter Robinson in Vegas November 4th, and Infected Mushroom in Philly at the end of November, and much, much more by visiting theunz.com/contests. Please visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the Unz podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunz.com. Join the conversation at the Unz podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.